2002, in 2002 in Chicago, a man called Ed Scanlon decided to start a business. He decided to provide services to small law firms so that lawyers could be lawyers and all of the administrative accounting, PR, all that stuff could be done by someone else. He started out in his apartment with a couple of friends, and that's all they could afford. And they knew each other, and they worked together very well. It was very hectic. It was energizing. It was exciting. And the business took off like a rocket. They started doubling their business every year. And they grew. They grew to 50 people, 100 people, 160 people. And in the process of this growth, Ed knew, read all the management books, that you have to
get organized.
You have to have departments, you have to have divisions, you have to have HR department, you have to have job descriptions, you have to have procedures, you have to have processes. And by 2008, the police was a bureaucratic logjam. Couldn't get anything done. Something that had taken, when it was just three guys working in an apartment, it could be done in a week. Now it was taking 6 months and still wasn't finished. And he was thinking, why are we doing this? Why could we get so much done when we were small? How could we have turned into this bureaucratic logjam? So he looked around and he found that there was another way, that there was a way out getting the work organized in small teams, working in short cycles and focused on doing whatever was needed to delight the clients and being very open with each other. And he heard about this. He actually found that a couple of people in his firm had already worked in this kind of environment. So he and those people helped persuade the others in the firm, let's get organized this way. So he broke down the silos, broke down the departments, organized the firm in small teams, initially starting with the software developers, but this worked so well, and he took it to the call centers. 85 people in the call centers were split up into 15 teams. And then it spread to the accounts department, then it spread to the legal department, then it spread to the sales department. The whole firm had become like a startup. The whole firm had the energy, the excitement, the dynamism, the enthusiasm. They'd been able to recapture that. And one of the practices of this way of managing is a morning stand-up meeting, 15 minutes, where the teams get together and share amongst themselves, what did I do yesterday? What am I going to do today? And what impediments are getting in the way of my job? And when you hold those kind of meetings on a regular basis, you have total openness and everyone knows everything about what's going on. And it's a very different environment. You go into this firm in the morning when they're holding these meetings, there's laughter, there's fun, it's a radically different environment. And the story of Total Attorneys in Chicago is a kind of parable for today. It's a story about this firm, which was energized and became re-energized. What is that like? What are the elements? What does it feel like? How does that happen? How do you create that energy, that excitement, that drive, that productivity, that innovation? But it's also about the middle phase, with departments and managers and HR departments and processes and job descriptions, all. Why do we do that to ourselves, understanding why that? And the journey when the place was energized and exciting, why did it take this journey into this other place? But the second journey, how did they get out of that place? How did they get out of this grinding bureaucratic logjam into once again having the excitement and the energy and the enthusiasm. That's what overall the day is about. Looking at those two different worlds and trying to understand those journeys and understanding what is the role of storytelling in those journeys. And we're actually going to start out a whole lot of interaction in the day right now. One of the things that surprises that I found was that almost everyone that I talked to, and I asked them, have you ever been in an environment, in a job, or in a team, or in a school, or in somewhere in your life where everything was humming, everything was singing, people were energized, it was all for one, one for all, an exciting event, and you produced wonders. Might have been a quite brief experience, it might have lasted for a while. Almost everyone that I know that has an experience like that. So I'm going to suggest that you actually turn to your neighbor and tell them a story, 60-second story about a time in your life like that, a time in your life when you were in that kind of environment, all for one, one for all, hugely energetic, exciting. Tell them about that, and then listen to their story. Listen to their 60-second story of when they were in such an environment. If you can't think of one, then listen to their story for the whole, 2 minutes. But I think if you jog your memory a little, almost everyone can find that they've been in an experience like that. So, without further ado,
without preparation,
turn to your neighbor and
we're having mic problems, but anyway, let's take a poll. Who had a story to tell about a wonderful, energizing, exciting? Did everyone have a story to tell? Anyone didn't have a story to tell? That's an exciting thing that I found in my work. Everybody knows what this experience is like. How many of those experiences were where you are working right now? About a third of you. That's actually pretty good. I mean, the global studies show that only 1 in 5 people globally are working in those kind of environments. So this is a fairly grim statistic around the world. Let's try another thing. Let's think about the opposite experience. Have you ever been in a job where things were not very good, where the boss wasn't on your side, where people were stabbing each other in the back, where there wasn't a lot of collaboration? If you can possibly think of an experience like that, why don't you turn to a different neighbor and tell them the story of that environment?
Come back from those horrible experiences. did anyone not have a story about a horrible work experience? Every one of us knows what that is like. So we know both of these worlds. We know the world where things are working brilliantly. We know the world where things are working horribly. And so today is going to be about how do we transition, how do we get from one to the other, so that all our workplaces are like the first and not like the second time. The plan of the day is following. First, let me welcome you on behalf of the Smithsonian Associates. This, as you might have gathered, is a storytelling session. And I'd like to thank Mary McLaughlin and Aline Sedgwick for their help in putting it together. We have a design in the morning. We're going to be hearing speakers talking about extraordinary organizations from around the world. In the afternoon, we're going to be looking more at the role of storytelling in this and what it means for the storytelling community, what it means for the role of storytelling in these journeys, in these transitions. That's the broad, big picture of the day. We are going to have a book signing at lunchtime, bookshop between 12:30 and 1:30, so I'm going to number of speakers have box, and they will be there to sign the box. We normally have that at the end of the day, but a couple of the speakers have to leave early, so we moved it forward to the lunchtime. And we also have a raffle, and because some of the raffle gifts are the books, and Rebecca thinking, well, I won't buy the book in case I win the raffle. We're going to run the raffle just before lunch. And the price in the raffle Mary and Tom Popovic's book, Leading Lean Software Development. And it's not just about software development, it's about leading. You'll see that she is, I think, one of the most interesting, energizing speakers about leadership. And this book is about leadership as much more than software development. There is also In Pursuit of Elegance by Matt May. We'll be talking later in the morning. And my book, Big Leap is Guide to Storytelling. And the only copy in the world, the only copy in the world of Getting Change Right by Seth Kahn. The book will actually be published on May 1. The copies will be available then, but you can win the a prize in the raffle. The only copy in the world. So I'm making that here. And also, a final prize in the raffle will be a free place at the masterclass that Seth and I are holding at the end of May, $1,500. So that's a substantial prize. So to be in the raffle, you have to actually fill in the card. And so if you could fill in the card now and pass them to the end of the row, that'd be helpful. If you don't have a card, Madeline will get you.
Yes, and there's another gift, which is we're bringing copies of Wake Me When the Story's Up. Wake Me When the Date's Up.
Right, wonderful.
How many people need cards? Raise
your hand. We'll have them out.
Cards. Is that going to be enough the whole month?
While we're getting your cards,
we need more. Many cards. Bring us many cards.
Hey, bring them all. So the lineup for today, we will be first hearing from Mary Popovic. She'll be talking about leadership. She was worked for many years in 3M and has been instrumental in making lean development in software a huge part of what's happening in software today. We'll then hear from after the break, from Matt May. He'll be talking about his books, in The Elegant Solution and In Pursuit of Elegance. And then Elizabeth Woodward from IBM will be telling us about some exciting things happening in that organization. Then we'll have lunch. We don't have lunches here, but they should have a list outside of places nearby where you can get purchase lunch. Usually it's a struggle to get back by 1:30, but if you can do your best to get back by 1:30, that would be a help that we can move the show along. And then after lunch, I will be introducing the role of storytelling in changing the way organizations are run and managed. And then Madeline Blair will be talking about her new book, Riding the Wave.
Riding the Current.
And then Seth will be talking about his new book, Getting Change Right. And then we'll be ending around 4:30, 4:45. There is also, doesn't end there, 5 o'clock at the Elephant and Arms. There's a moat outside. I don't know if you've got that. But at 5 o'clock, you want to go and hang out, chill with friends, colleagues, buy your own drinks and snacks. That's where we will congregate, those who have time and availability to congregate. And doesn't end there either. Tomorrow there's another session at the George Mason University. And if you don't know about that, Madeline Blair should be a good person to talk to and get access to that. So that's the plan. We, of course, had some people at a session last night. Who was at the session last night? How was that?